My name is Cassie Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Earl E. Bosley, E-A-R-L, middle initial E, last name B-O-S-L-E-Y. This patient was seen on November 9th. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to membranous nephritis, which has remained in remission, common, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia. In the aging process period, however, interstitial nephritis secondary to nephrolithiasis also play a role, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 20 from 21, creatinine of 1.3 from 1.2, and a GFR of 56 from 60. There is no activity in the urinary sediments or evidence of non-selective proteinuria, semicolon. The urine protein to creatinine ratio is 99 milligrams, period. The patient denies any flank pain or urinary symptoms. However, he does report moderate to severe cramping and neuropathic pain to his lower extremities as well as his fingers and bilateral hands, period. This cramping worsens at night and is improved a little bit, is improved slightly with the administration of Lyrica. However, it is constant, period. This pain could be related to the administration of tacrolimus, C-A-C-R-O-L-I-M-U-S. However, Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, also has a side effect of cramping and or paresthesias, period. To evaluate whether this pain is related to the tacrolimus, we are adjusting the tacrolimus dosage to 2 milligrams in the morning instead of 3 milligrams. And 2 milligrams in the evening for about 3 days to see if there is any improvement in the pain. If there is no improvement, then the patient will hold an additional milligram of tacrolimus at night. For instance, he will take the 2 milligrams instead of 3 milligrams in the morning and 1 milligram in the evening instead of 2 milligrams, period. If the pain improves, then we will repeat the laboratory workup, including a BMP and urine protein with creatinine, as well as urine protein, urine albumin with creatinine, to see if there is any effect, any negative effect of this adjustment on the kidney functions and proteinuria, period. If all is well, then we may continue with the adjusted doses. If there is no improvement in the pain despite the dose adjustments, then the tacrolimus is most likely not the cause of the pain. Then we will have to consider other possible sources, such as nerve pain, which would need to be evaluated with a nerve conduction study, with a neurologist, period. If we rule out the prograf as the source of the pain, then we will resume the original dosage of, if we rule out the tacrolimus as the source of pain, then we will resume the original dosage of 3 milligrams in the morning and 2 milligrams in the evening, period. The patient is instructed to call the office after completing the BMP and urine tests in 2 to 3 weeks, so we may look, so we may review the results with him over the phone. The patient is also to assess the cramping and let us know and inform us whether or not there is any changes to the cramping with the dose adjustments, period. The patient still reports frequent episodes of skin cancers, which he follows with his dermatologist every 3 months for treatment, period. Overall, he is euvolemic and reports to be, is doing well, period. Next line, membranous nephritis, which is in remission due to the administration of tacrolimus, 3 milligrams in the morning and 2 milligrams in the evening, as well as prednisone, 5 milligrams daily. Period. The tacrolimus level is 5.7. Period. We will continue to monitor for now. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has improved significantly on the allopurinol. Period. His most recent uric acid level is 6.9 from 9.2. Period. The patient states he had stopped taking the allopurinol for a few weeks, but has recently resumed it. Period. We encourage him to continue taking the allopurinol and limit his intake of foods that are high in purine to prevent elevated uric acid, which can complicate his current kidney with his current condition with kidney stones, as well as increases risks for gouty arthritis, and cardiovascular complications related to crystallization of the blood vessels, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension. Which is stable with blood pressure of 130 over 68. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypothyroidism. Continue with replacement therapy. Next line, history of nephrolithiasis. He currently takes potassium citrate, 15 MEQs daily, metalazone 2.5 milligrams every other day, and allopurinol. This is managed by his urologist, Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, period. Next line, skin cancers, managed by his dermatologist on a regular basis. Next line, we are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. However, as previously stated, the patient will contact us within the next 2 to 3 weeks after completing the BMP and urine workup for proteinuria, so we may review the results. End.